Like you. So I just wanted to come out and just, I just wanted everybody to just stand up and just maybe give God a hand because, you know, he made it back to the house one more time. I just love this place. I just love seeing you all here. You know, there's no place I'd rather be. And if we could, just go around, shake your neighbor's hand. You know, let's just, let's change it up a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Just excited. Excited to be here. Can we play God of My Present? That's in the new section. In the specials. It's key of E.
Good to see you. Welcome home. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story.
Yeah, one more time.
God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together.
So I believe that I will see
the goodness of. Confident that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains.
God of my present, he's the God of my present, God of my future, you write my story. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. Now I believe that I will see
the goodness of the Lord. Change your faithfulness remains.
You are Alpha.
You are the Alpha and you're Omega. You're in the middle. You hold it all together. You are the Alpha.
Alpha
and you're Omega. seasons change, your faithfulness remains.
Sing that one more time.
So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains.
Amen. It's good to be in the house. You may be seated.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
I know not why the sovereign King would leave his throne on high and dwell here in this barren land with mortals such as I. He left his home in paradise, so now I really know that with the precious blood he made me pure like a virgin snow. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, so unworthy of the blood that sets me free. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, but yet it flows for me. For every time I falter and I bring the Father's shame, a droplet of his precious blood would fall upon my head.
Amen.
I never knew the reason why the things has come to be, but all I know is what he did is just for you and me. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, so unworthy of the blood that sets me free. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, but yet it flows for me. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, so unworthy of the blood that sets me free. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, but yet it flows for me. But yet it flows for me. But yet it flows for me.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I am glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Lord, right. when you know that new song, Brother Jim, you said it so right. You know, if you don't know the words of the song, you can't sing along with it. You're just lip syncing. But this day and age, we are not lip syncing this.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's, we know the song. We're singing it with them. Oh, I love it because I was listening to the service this morning. He was just saying, you know what? It's a new day. It's new manna. It's this day your daily bread.
Right.
You come, you know you're going to hear from God. You didn't think about it.
Amen.
You didn't pray
Amen.
About it. You showed up because you knew where God was at.
Amen.
You recognized God in this day.
That's right.
I love the fact that you didn't even have to open the book.
Right.
You didn't even open the book if you wanted to. You just had to take the book.
That's right.
You just had to take the book that was already open.
There's a difference.
You had to just eat it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I come in here, I have nothing else but to eat.
That's it.
No other room in me but for that word. Oh,
yeah.
Lord,
amen.
It's been so good. I am so thankful,
amen.
Lord. I wake up, and you know what? You can't even dwell on things that are negative when you start thinking about God.
Oh, no.
It does. Shadows have to flee. You start reading a scripture. I don't care what kind of day you're having. That is so nice because you know what? Oh, because we have flesh.
Yeah.
We have two other realms that need to be changed.
That's right.
And you know what? You focus on that. You put that word on. I guarantee you, something will change.
Yeah.
Something will change. You'll either you'll change your attitude, or you'll turn the message off.
Yeah.
Two things will happen.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit there and mumble in the grumbles and be like, oh no, but I tell you what, you turn that on. It's just, now it's just, that's a physical thing.
That's it.
But you know what? Just doing that changed the whole entire atmosphere for the day.
Yeah.
And you made a choice.
Oh yes.
You made a choice to either what? Grab the book?
Yeah. Yeah, right,
you know, not really, but you had a choice to turn it on. You had a choice to set your atmosphere.
Sure.
You had a choice to set your day. You have a choice to be mad.
Yeah.
You have a choice to let the devil affect you.
Yeah.
It's your choice.
Right,
it's not,
right.
I blame the devil. It's the devil's fault. No, I made a choice. I made a conscious effort to have a bad day.
Right.
That's how my life is now. I made a conscious effort.
Yeah.
Oh, but when you come in here and you see all these believers and we go through and we shake each other's hands, you can't help but jump for joy.
Right.
When you're amongst believers, when you have people that can hold your hands up.
Amen.
In this day and age, when the neurotic age, you turn your back and they'll stab you in it.
Yeah.
But you have people who will help you and get you up and will, and you have a whole body of believers who are pulling for us.
Oh yeah.
It's not just the alive, but it's the ones that have gone. They're still pulling for us.
Amen.
And that's such a blessing that you can come in here and just step out of time for one second.
Yes.
That you can come in here and talk to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That you know where he's coming from. That he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same word that Christ spoke is the same word that we're speaking.
Amen.
I'm his brother. If he can speak the dead up, so can I.
Oh, yeah.
I know the
name
of the dead. I know by name.
Amen.
What other group of people knows the dead by name? I can't think of anybody. I know the order of operations.
Yes.
I know who's getting up. I know how they're getting up.
Amen.
I know my loved ones by name, and that is such a wonderful revelation. Because some people are just wondering, hoping that they're in the rapture.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Lord, if you can just manage like a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that I have a ticket that it lines up.
Right.
That token.
Oh, yeah.
That torn piece of paper lines up perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't line up. Oh, well, I hope it lines up. I'm not going to get the other side and be like, oh, Lord, let this please work out. Please. Oh.
No.
No,
I know
it's
without
a
shadow of doubt that I am signed, I am sealed, and I am delivered.
Absolutely.
I know where my bread is buttered. I know that I see God in flesh. I don't even see the flesh anymore. Because you know what?
Amen.
We all have problems. It's part of being human.
Yeah.
Oh, but Lord, something, you know, that love drives us. That love pushes you. It's not by God's browbeating you to live a certain way. There should be a, you know what? I want to make my husband happy.
That's right.
I want to live a certain way.
Yeah.
I want to support my pastor and make him look good. I don't want to be a bad example of my pastor.
Exactly.
I want to look better.
Yeah.
Let me be better.
Yes.
Sure.
Let me be 1%. 1% better. You know, if I can't do it, Lord, give me the strength.
Yes.
And I'll pray on that until he either, A, I get a body change.
Yeah.
Or B, he gives me that 1%. That's how simple it is.
Yeah.
You walk by faith. You don't sit there and try to do something. You say, you know what, God, you're going to have to do it. I'm going to just keep moving. That's what he said to
Amen.
Do. Keep moving.
Keep
so
walking.
I have a request, and I don't know if we have time, but I see Brother Jay's here. It's good to see you, brother. I'm glad you're back. But I would like to sing Let the Worshippers Arise. It's been a while. It's been a while. Because I'm looking for my loved ones to get up.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a manifestation. We've talked about it. It's a prophecy.
Amen.
And that prophecy has to come about.
Yeah.
There has to be a point where that manifestation happens. Because God's word doesn't go without point.
That's right.
He said, heaven and earth will pass away.
Come on.
Before my word goes without void. His word will come pass. And I know we are so close. We are surrounded by believers.
That's right.
Both living and dead.
Amen.
And Lord, we are about to be changed. Lord, if you can just take the scale off of my eyes, let me see them.
Yeah.
Lord, let them put on the earth, and that way it's time to go.
Amen.
We have to be joined as one body, one voice.
Yes,
it's not, we're going to meet up two different people. It's one bride body,
it's one
perfect
one body.
Bride body.
Yes.
I love what they said on Wednesdays, because you know what? The earth has to be changed. I don't want an imperfect earth, just like he doesn't want an imperfect bride.
That's right.
It has to be changed.
Yeah,
right. All things.
All things.
All things new. Amen.
What are you going to do with a bride when you know what they're talking about? Oh, my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Before we sing the song, can we get the voices up? Because, see, something, you know, I just love how God works in here, because I was thinking about getting the voices up and singing that song, and I was like, nah, but God, look at God, you know. So if the voices will come up, come we can sing that as a body. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Jay.
Let the worshipers arise.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Worshippers arise. Oh, let the worshippers arise. Father, I hear it growing louder. Help me sing it. Father, I hear it growing loud. I hear it. Hallelujah. The song of your redeemed, as the saints of every nation are awakening to sing from our hearts. You're drawing a line in the sand. Father, I see that you are drawing
a line in the sand,
and I want to be standing on
the
holding
side.
Holding your hand. So let your
kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer.
Gets louder. Father, I hear it growing loud. The song of the redeemed.
The song of your redeemed. As the saints of every nation are awakening to sing. So from our hearts there comes an anthem. Oh, hear the heavens ring. This is our song.
How about you, ladies?
A song to our King. Let the sons and the daughters sing.
Amen. You can be seated.
Amen.
I'm thankful to be here again. You know, that song always does something for me. Because, you know, I think about my friends who were here and they didn't have it, you know. And I thank God that I can say I'm one of them, you know.
Oh, yes.
I can't, you know, it looks like some people, like, you think they got it, but then they leave after so long. And it's like you were saying, I'm glad I'm in my shoes because I know what I have.
Yes, sir.
And my daughter and I were talking and I was like, you got to be careful, you know, you got to watch it. And she was like, you got to make sure it's number one.
Amen.
Above everything else. And I was like, yes, that's exactly right.
Yes.
Oh. You know, and I thank God because he put that in me. But I made a decision, you know. I did a little something. I said, God, I want you. And I, you know, I thank God all the time that I have that ear to hear. I have, you know, I can hear when you guys talk. I know what you're saying.
Right.
You know, and I, like you're saying, the whole body, and like the whole 2,000-year-old body. And I was like, I was there when they were doing all those amazing miracles. I'm here now when you're doing all these amazing things, you know. To be tied into a body is such a blessing.
Yes.
You know, to be one of them. And I, you know, I was thinking about that song, Brother Jim. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Oh, my,
you know, that's
my.
Like,
amen.
People don't realize
how
important that is to be one of them.
Yes.
You know, it's the
that's
greatest
everything.
Thing in the entire world is to be able to say I'm one of them.
Amen.
And I think I can never give enough thanks to be able to say I'm one of them.
That's right.
You know, and I will stand on that. I will stake that.
Amen.
Every time I come, I will keep, you know, getting closer and closer, stoking that fire.
Yes.
Because I don't ever want to let that fire
Amen.
Die. I've seen it too many times.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, and I know that you can't. I know that there's a balance to it. And I love the balance, you know.
Yes.
You know, on one side you have something to do, and on the other side, God's done it all. He's the beginning, the middle, and the end.
What a revelation.
And you know, like that balance. I think about that a lot too, because if you didn't have that balance, people would be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
God does it in such a way that the world can't figure it out. It's like you have to be in that little room to understand. So when I say the things I say, believers understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
And everybody else is like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like when I hear a believer speaking, I'm like, oh yeah, I know what you're
there
talking about.
Yeah.
Like I've tasted the bubblegum. I know what bubblegum tastes like. And I just, you know, every time I come, I always think, you know, I want to be useful. I want to bring something.
Right,
you know,
right,
I don't ever want to come here and get a doty log. That's not my goal. That's not my desire. I want to do what I can.
Amen.
And I thank God for this place. I thank God so much
Amen.
For Fairborn Community Tabernacle. You know, like, I know that there's a huge body, and I'm glad to be part of that. I'm glad to be part of Fairborn Community Tabernacle. I'm glad to be an Allen. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Like, you bring it so much down.
Bring
I'm glad to be at least Allen, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, you think about these things, and it's such a revelation, such a beautiful thing. I can't even explain it.
Ooh.
I could never explain it. But I'm just glad to be one of them.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to hold you brothers off. Go ahead, Sister Sway.
Walked all the way over here. God bless you, sis.
Amen, Lord.
That's a testimony right there. That right there. Just that alone.
Well, I want to wish my husband a happy belated birthday. You know, he's a strong man. And I'm very thankful for him. But
Amen.
You know, that song meant a lot to me, too. But on a higher note, well, kind of higher note, I was coming from physical therapy Monday, and I was telling Kevin, which no one might relate, only the animal lovers might relate, but there's a possum walking across the street. So he's moving, like, real slow, right? So, of course, I stop my car. So here comes a big, like, F-150, and he's not slowing down. So I'm, like, out my car going, wait, you know, like, stop, because this poor possum is, like, really struggling. I'm like, so, you know, I'm like, what do I do? You know, what do I do? So I pull over. He finally, I'm just, like, laying on the horn, though, trying to get him to go across the street. But the poor guy is just struggling. And thank God everybody stopped because, like I said, I was a crazy woman. I'm like, stop. You know, I'm stopping all the traffic. So I get out of the car, and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Because he made it to the yellow line, but he's just – his mouth is open and he's hunched over and I'm just like, he's still gonna get hit, you know? So I pull over, but you know, I can't walk either. So I'm thinking I'm too far, but you know, when there's a will, there is a way. So, and I didn't even take my cane because I'm like, what can I really do for this possum? Cause I was trying to push him more off. He was trying to get to the river. I know he's trying to get to the river. So I get out, and I had a water, and I poured it on his face because he had blood coming from his face, too, and stuff. And he instantly went like that, and he started running towards me. Not running, but moving a little bit faster. So I'm like, is he going to try to bite me? No, I had workout clothes on, so my legs weren't protected. So I had a stick, so I'm like, no, 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 you know, don't come this way, you know. But then I thought I was kind of hurt about it because when I got home, I thought, man, he wanted the rest of that water. I do believe he wanted the rest of that water, you know. But I got him enough pushed over that he started down the river, and then here I am trying to make the venture back. And I don't know if you guys know this, but because of my back, I don't walk normal. Like, I walk like I'm intoxicated all the time. So I know people were looking at me when I was walking back, which was very embarrassing because they probably thought, what is this lady? She's drunk. She's getting out her car. She's, you know, doing whatever. But, you know, if they didn't have people like me or Brother John,
amen,
people that really loved animals, can you imagine what this world would be like? Like, you know, they're God's creatures. People forget about that. No animal should suffer. No animal, especially if you can help. You know, I'm thinking, what has this world become? Like, when we go to the beach and stuff, I see people throw their trash. Like, I have a mouth, okay? More than Kevin does. And, like, this lady, she left her big gulp on the beach, you know, those big cups. And I'm looking at Kevin like, do I say something? Do I not say something? You know, but I'm thinking, lady, it's right there. As soon as the water comes up, it's going to pull it out to the ocean. And we need to respect our oceans, We need, like, the animals that are in the ocean, like sharks, if we go in there, they have a right to eat us, okay? I'm sorry. If they came on our land, we have a right to eat them. I'm just saying that, you know, I see all the trees being torn down. We have to respect this world we live in. God gave us one. You know, like, water's depleting, trees are leaving, animals are depleting. Like, I don't want to live in the world where there's no more polar bears. Now, I don't want them next to me, but I want a world with polar bears. Like, a lady got killed, you know, going on a safari with these elephants. But you make that choice. You're going to Africa. You're going out in the wilderness with them. I mean, it's scary, but if that's a chance you take, that's a chance you take. But I'm just saying, for the young people, too, respect this world. Respect everything that's in it. It's yours. When you throw trash in it, that's your next generation. You letting your kids know what you do. And then, you know, like when Pastor Moore talked about spanking their children, you know, I've been working with my daughter because she was always talking about redirecting them. I mean, if you just keep sitting them down, they're like, why does mom keep sitting me down? You know, they're at an age, like my granddaughter, she's one. She's at an age that she's not understanding what sit down just keeps meaning every time you put it back up there. So she almost ran in the street. So I looked at my daughter like, what you going to do? Because I popped all my kids. I'm letting you know. I popped all of them. There's a difference between a pop, a spanking, and a beating. Okay? I didn't leave marks on my children. But, you know, I looked at her. So she spanked her. Because she's always like, mom, she don't listen to me. Yeah, but she listened to me. You know? And she's like, well, I don't have a mom's voice. Well, then get one. You know, I'm just one of those ones that,
amen,
respect your parents, respect this world you live in, respect things around you.
Amen, sis.
And, you know, life will go better for you. I mean, I'm having it really rough just because of my back. You know, it's been going over a year. But I'm not a hypochondriac. I know when I'm feeling pain. I don't blame everything on the devil either. Right. This is pain I'm really feeling. They've tried to give me brain blockers. Which I'm like, okay, you're just going to protect it for a minute, but the pain is still there. You know, I want someone to fix it. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, to have you have to have push in this world.
Amen.
And the struggle is real for me. I mean, real, real for me. But I'm just thinking, you know, we have to help out a little bit more. So I told Kevin, he thinks I'm crazy, but I'm going to start leaving, like, water out because, you know, it's a hot summer. And if just for a wild animal, just to get a drink of water, if that's all you can provide for him, then do it. But I'm just saying, take care of this world we live in. God only gave us one.
Amen, sis. Go
ahead, bro. God bless my wife. She's one of a kind. Cause, I mean, as far as animals, that ain't me. Just being honest, it's not me. But like she said, you need somebody like that in this world. So I thank God for this message. I thank God for what Jeremiah brought on Wednesday. It was I loved it because he told us before he started it, he said the new song. And he was just saying, he got our emphasis off of it. This revelation is nothing new. This revelation is pure, and what's new about it? We're gonna get a new body, and yeah. I love that because the aches that Sway's having, the aches that we're having, it won't be there when we get a new heaven and new earth. It won't be there. You might have it for you might Amen. Have it till we go. You might, but you know what? When we get there, it's gone. It's gone. Yes. And I love that because that gives us a promise to look forward to. I mean, because that's a blessing. Like Seth was saying, we all go through things. I mean, that's just obvious. We all can go. If we can sit here and pass the mic to everybody around the church, we'll be here till the rapture come here. I mean, honestly, we all can go down and say what we're going through. But you know what? The one thing that the bride has is push.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And that's the requirement that God has given us is the push, because God's going to get us through this. He will. And I just thank God for. I'm glad to see Jay back and his family back. I'm Amen. Glad. And I'm excited because now we got two ministers now. So that means, hey, we're going to get fed today. So either way, I thank God for that. So that's all I want to say. I love you guys and God bless you.
Amen. Brother Bean. God bless you, brother.
If you love him, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're convinced, say amen. Amen. I just love hearing that, boy. I'm convinced this word is true. This word is eternal. This word will never pass away. This word will never fail.
Amen.
We can stand and be anchored our soul and rest, you know. The prophet said, as you see that day fast approaching, have love one for another.
Yes.
It says in 1 John 2, love one another. That way all men will know that you're my children, you know.
Yes.
As soon as I walk in this door and I see you people, I feel your love. I felt your love. I feel it in this building. Words, Amen. Mere words is not enough to appreciate
how Lord.
Grateful that I am this morning.
Oh, my.
And I just want you to know I love you, too, with all my heart.
Oh, we love you, brother.
Amen. I wrote a little something.
Yes.
It's, I love the old songs. You know? Words, words are powerful. They have the power of life and death in them. They have the power to hurt. Power to make you feel good and better. The spoken Amen. Word is the most powerful thing there is.
Amen.
You know? And we have the right that we can go with boldness and confidence that we have, that we're made partakers of it. We're co-inheritors.
Yes.
You know. The prophet said if you could just realize what the blood and what all Jesus did on the cross, that nothing can stand before.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Right, right.
So it's based on the blood covered it all.
Yes.
Have you ever tried to measure just one sin, seeking forgiveness, but your heart knows within? God will not judge us on how big or how small. He just looks for Calvary's blood to cover it all.
Amen.
Oh, the blood covered it all. Yes. Love has no boundaries since Amen. Death paid it all.
Mm.
We love him because he first loved us. And he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Greater love had no man than to lay down his life for us. Oh, what a great love we have. Passes all understanding. That he paid the penalty of sin once and for all with that precious blood of Christ.
Yes.
As of a lamb without blemish and without spot, he conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
He took back the keys to the kingdom. He redeemed us. He restored us. He reconciled us back to the beginning, which Adam lost, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, and his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
His mercy and his love endureth forever, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith in him that we may be able to comprehend with all saints, what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height to know the love of Christ?
Yes.
Jesus knew in the beginning that man would surely fall, but I'm so grateful that Savior's precious blood covered it all.
Amen.
He came down and became me so I could become like him. For we which have believed do enter in into our rest. That it is an The Bible is full of exceedingly great and precious promises that cannot fail or pass away. It is finished, he
Amen.
Said. Oh, what a blessing. How privileged we are to know that.
Ooh.
We can rest in blessed assurance. For we are made partakers of Christ, so let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help.
Yes.
Man, what a precious gift. Just try to imagine how this miracle took place. Such love that goes way beyond any measure by God's amazing grace. How sweet it is that by two immutable things in which it was impossible to God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast and within or thin beyond the veil. Immutable means unchanging over time or unable to be changed.
That's right.
Consolation means comfort, reassurance, you know. The comfort received by a person after loss or a person or thing providing comfort to a person who has suffered. There is no greater promise. The blood covered it all. Death paid in full. For eye has not seen nor ear ever heard, even begun to comprehend what God has prepared for those that love him. But I know that nothing ever can separate us from the love of God.
Oh,
what a rest that is. Oh, what grace. What a promise, for I've anchored my soul in the blessed rock. By his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having attained eternal redemption for us, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Once and for all. Hallelujah. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified, and that their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
What a blessing.
How powerful and comforting the word. How blessed we are. So let us make ourselves ready for the wedding supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
For blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. For these are the true sayings of God. For he is here among us, preparing us, getting us ready now in these last days.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The mighty God, the great I am, for we are the chosen bride. He called us and he chose us. We are the freeborn seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife has made herself ready, for he is worthy to be praised. For God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more graves over there. There'll be no sorrow, no crying, no more pain. For these words are true and faithful.
They are.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Let me jump in here and say something here real quick. You know, I enjoy our church. I enjoy the testimonies. You know, and you're sitting there thinking, whoa, they must be so strong. They're up to testify all the time. Well, we might have it a little bit backwards. They're strong because they testify. You know, you overcome by the words of your testimony. And I'm sitting there thinking about this, you know, and I remember a John Wayne movie I saw one time. Found out this little boy couldn't swim. So he grabs him by the button and he throws him in the water. Mom said, what are you doing? You said he couldn't swim. Well, this way he'll learn. You know, and we're afraid to step out. But this whole thing is by faith. You step out by faith. You don't know where your foot's going to land. When Seth started getting up, he didn't know where his foot's going to land. You could tell.
Right.
He was walking kind of softly, you know. But now he's tested the water.
Yeah.
He's learned a little bit about swimming.
Oh, yeah.
Now he just dives right in.
Yeah.
He might have first went in the water, last one in the rotten egg, you know. he's ready to go. But he's learned that by overcoming. By the words of his testimony.
Amen.
This is how it works. You know, you can't overcome. No testimony, no overcoming. Brother Schultz always said, you know, if you don't claim it, it's not even yours. And I was sitting there thinking, I said, look at the people claiming it. You can tell they're testifying. You think they got something to say. This is mine. I got, you know, I took the book. You know, there's so much in this. You know, this is only by your faith. In his word. It's the only thing that touches him. It's the only thing that moves God. Your faith in his word. And he'll meet you right there so quick it'll make your head spin. And I'm sitting there thinking, I said, Lord, there's a secret to this thing. And it ain't that hard. It ain't rocket science. And I'm so thankful to see the body move like this.
Yes.
I've seen down through the ages, you know, people get up and that ain't God. They're trying to manufacture something. But when you see somebody actually stepping up and claiming it, You know, and you see their hearts right, and you think, now there's God. Yeah. There's God. Now, keep that going. Yeah. Don't sit down.
Yeah.
You know, you run your mile, and go for two.
Yeah.
You know, you go for two, go for three. Get your marathon after a while. Yeah. Work your way up to it.
Yes.
It might be kind of hard. You might lose your breath. You might think you're going to die. Yeah. You might think, oh, Lord, you know, how many times I get up and testify and think, Lord, I might have a little smidgen of a thought, but you're going to have to bring the rest because yeah. I don't know how deep this is, you know, and how deep the water is. I might hit a rock, might bottom out. But, you know, we overcome by the words of our testimony. And until you claim it, it's not even yours. And that's where the bride is at now. She's got to stand up on her feet and say, this is mine. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing 126 in the chorus, Falling in Love.
Amen.
Key of F.
Falling in love. Over and over.
I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again.
One more time.
Over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. My Lord and I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again.
You may be seated. Let me get these announcements out of the way. So just keep in mind, October trip, that's going to be coming, you know, as the days go by. And then July 20th, 2 p.m. departure, we're going to the camping trip in Indiana. So more to come on that. Let's sing. Sorry, my bad. Let's sing I Need a Change. Lord, I Need a Change. And then we'll get him up. Thank you for the testimonies. It's just been wonderful to be here. There it is. Actually, yeah. Lord, I Need You Now. Key of A.
Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. Lord,
before I leave, Lord, I need a change.
Sing that again.
Lord, I need you now more than I ever have.
More than ever before, Lord.
Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change.
Lord, I need you.
Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. A change.
Let's sing that again.
Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. Same way I came, before I leave, Lord, I need a change.
Let's sing that one more time. Hallelujah.
Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before.
Lord, I need you.
Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. The same way I came before I leave. Lord, I need a change.
One more time, hallelujah. Lord, I need you right now.
Lord, I need you now.
More
than I ever have before.
Not tomorrow.
Lord, I need you today.
Before I even walk,
before I walk out,
I don't want to leave.
I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Oh, before I leave, Lord, I need a change.
Amen. I want to sing one more song. I love that song that we just sang. You know, it had me thinking about even Sister Sway talking about going to therapy. When you go, you're saying, I don't want to leave the same. I came here with not able to do these things. I came here needing help. But when I leave here, I want to be better than when I got here. That's the same thing when I come to church. I had problems before I got here.
I don't want to leave with those problems. I don't want to leave with that mindset. I want to leave different. I want to be better. I want to be more motivated, more inspired. I want to be even more turned on for the Lord. Oh, I had enough to get here, but I want more to go to the next step. You know, so help me along the way. If I need you to hold my arm, hold my arm. If you need to put this, do whatever you need to do. If I got to get my form right, I got to get this right, whatever you got to line up. If this is the house of correction, let it correct me then. Correct my form. Correct my steps. Order my steps. But because you're doing that, I shouldn't leave the same. Amen. Let's sing one more song. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. There's a lot, you know, Sister Elise said it, you know. There's a lot of people that claim to be glad. There's a lot of people that wanted to walk a little bit. But I'm glad I'm still happy to come here. I'm glad I'm still turned on about Sunday morning. I'm glad I'm still excited about the word. Oh my, I was glad when they said unto me. That's even how David had all his ups and downs. He had that time period where he was praying for the baby, praying for the baby. Then the baby passed away. He got dressed for church. And they said, David, don't you still want to mourn? Don't you? No. It's time to church now. I can rejoice now. Saturday night had all its ups and downs that it was going to have. Saturday morning had all it was going to have. But it's time for church now. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So I was glad. Hallelujah. Let's sing that. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I will enter, and I will enter these gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter this church with all my praise. And I will say, this is the day that my Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made. He has made me glad. Oh, yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad, hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I will enter, and I will enter these gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter this church with all my praise. And I will that my Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. One last time. Oh, yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. Oh, yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Amen. Let's bow our heads and go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to get together this morning and just fellowship around the Word of God. Lord, we know that Word is a discerner, sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, just bring the word here and move the hearing and speakers out of the way that we can just be edified and nourished and strengthened in the word that you want to give us. Order our steps, Lord. Pray for those that are here and those that couldn't make it, those that are traveling. Lord, the spoken and unspoken prayer requests, answer those, Lord. We know that you always will. Jesus, if you said that he's praying out loud so that they can hear, that God always hears him. Lord, we're praying this morning just to say thank you for the opportunity to get together and just rejoice around your word one more time before we get out of here. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can be seated. Amen. Y'all been having church. I've been listening in and it was exciting. I Brother Jeremiah watches Pastor Moore super close. And to make it easy, I just watched Jeremiah super close. That makes it easy. I don't got to skip him. I know he's following him. That's how it even works when you're in a line. You know, I've been in the military and march, and I'm sure you guys have all done marches and stuff like that. It does you no good to look past the person in front of you. It'll mess you up, actually. Because when they go through bumps and they're doing things and they're like, when they're marching, if they go up a step, you'll see the line go up a step way off. That ain't your time to go up a step. You still got a ways to go. You got to wait for the person in front of you to do a step. And then now it's your turn to do a step. You know, so you can see that. And, you know, back in the day, you see Brother Childers and he take step after step after step. I wasn't right behind Brother Childers. So it wasn't my time to take those steps, so to speak. But I'm looking at it now and I see Brother Jeremiah when he takes a step. I'm like, oh, I can take another step. It's time to take another step. Time to take another step. Because I'm right there behind him. I'm just watching. You know, and we say that with all respect, that you know, that we all have a revelation. So I'm not diminishing your revelation. I'm not saying you're behind me in revelation. But when the body takes a step, take a step. Like, if you see it, take a step. That's just how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to progress in this thing. So Brother Jeremiah was bringing it just so plain and so plain and so plain. And, you know, Brother Branham did this. Brother Branham was bringing it plain and plain and plain. And then he said, we've come as far as we could in the written word. Now, did Brother Branham go get a new Bible? Did he start preaching out of a new Bible? No, he just said, we've come as far as we could in the written word. Meaning there's going to have to be another step here. There's going to have to be an opening, a furtherance of the word here that we can't just rely on what everybody else has anymore. This has got to be a new Bible. There's got to be something new. And not necessarily a new book, but there needs to be a new understanding. And even Brother Branham, and I would show Brother Branham and then I show us, but Brother Branham even had to say, you know, unless you have the token. Now, once you get a revelation of what the token is, you realize the token is the new birth. You realize that you had it already. But he was throwing the terms out there to say, you can't, it's not just the same 6 and 7 anymore. The understanding that you had before is not enough to get you to where you need to be. Understanding that Paul was right when Paul was here, but there's got to be a furtherance of the word. You've got to stay with the word. There's a lot of people, you know, Brother Don Deskins said this, and I'll get to my message, but Brother Don Deskins, you know, like I said, I was watching the messages close. I even saw where people were sitting. I was teasing my mom. I was like, well, I saw you way up front the other day. What are you doing? She's like, oh, you saw that? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm watching everything in the tapes. I got this. I had time on my hands. I was on vacation. I had nothing to do but just enjoy myself. And what I like to enjoy myself doing is paying attention to church. So, sorry, I was paying attention. I was looking at who was stepping, where they were testifying. Matter of fact, and I'll say this thing about Brother Don. I said, I thought my thing was messing up because I had turned on one of the services and Brother Isaiah was praying. And I'm like, man, they started the recording late. You know, I'm thinking, did something happen? I missed the first part of it. So I'm going back, restarting. And I finally realized that he just started the service with a prayer. And I was like, ah, that's good. Keep changing it up. Yeah, keep changing it up. I don't want to have to know what you're doing. When I tune in, I should be surprised. Amen. I tune in, see Brother Bean reading the poem. Thank you. That's a surprise. When I tune in, I see that. That's what I want to see. I see Brother Ted testifying in the beginning, saying, God told me to get out of the way. That's what I come here for. I want to see God move in every part of the service. That reminds me that God is real. And then when I get to the word, all the distractions that could have been in my way are gone now. And I'm ready just to receive it. But anyway, Brother Don Deskins said, he said, I'm predestinated because I believe. Because I believe. See, a lot of people get this thing wrong. They believe in predestination, but they're not a believer. I'm predestinated because God saw me as a believer. See, don't get the cart before the horse. I'm predestinated because he saw what I would do with the word. He saw that every time the word would cross my path, I would say amen. Whether I even could explain it. See, that's the key part. If I could, I don't have to be able to explain it. I'm not called to explain it. I'm called to believe it. I'm a believer. That's my job title. I'm a believer. All the work has been done, so to speak. And I love how it was going around there, but Brother Jeremiah started focusing on that word new, and that got me excited. And because he even said at the end of the service on Wednesday, he said, you know, we can't even meet Christ in these old bodies. So when you start focusing on new, it's all together new. What happens when it's all new? That means we get out of here. So when you start talking about new, I'm thinking, let's take another step then. Let's get new then, because I got a new soul. I know I have that. But I can't touch him in these old bodies, so let's get this new too then. I, you know what? When I get over there, I won't have this old mind either. Let's get this new too then. Let me get everything new. Let all things be together new. That, oh, I love it like that. So when he started talking about new, I thought, yeah, let's keep talking about new. Go on in there a little bit more. Keep talking about, because there's a new man living in this house of clay. The old man has died. See, the songs are new. As a matter of fact, even when we sing the song, Father, it says, Father, I hear it growing louder. The song of the redeemed. Now even let the worshipers arise is new. That's a new song. When we said let the worshipers arise, we say let the sons and the daughters sing. And I think Jada and Jonathan, no. Let the sons and the daughters sing. Oh, I hear it growing louder now. It is growing louder. The song of the redeemed, all the redeemed. Not just this redeemed, all the redeemed. See, when we say it so carnal, we go, these are the believers. Yeah, this represents a portion of the believers. It's way beyond that. Paul's a believer. Irenaeus' group's a believer. And even when you say their names, see, this is, I'm going to get to the message eventually. But when we say their names, what name do they have? They got a new name. We got a new name. Let me read a quote. Let me read a quote and get in here and read some scriptures and see what God's going to do. If he wants two scriptures, I'll have two. If he wants one, I'll have one. Y'all already had church, so I ain't worried about y'all. I'm not worried about y'all. Not at this group. See, there's churches that don't even want preaching. So you're blessed to go to a church that we focus on preaching. If you never get to testify, don't cry about it. Who cares? We didn't come here for your testimony. It's great to have it, but that's not why I'm here. It's good to have it. You don't even, Brother Kevin said, you don't even realize how blessed you are that you even get to give a testimony. The fact that you know what a testimony is and how to give one, praise God for it. But we don't put our emphasis on a minor. The major is the word of God. That you know, and then you say, well, Brother Jay, what do you get? When Sister Lois, let me walk y'all back for some old heads that was here. Because some of you new people don't know this. We had a Sister Lois, and she was struggling. She was dying. And Sister Lois couldn't sit here for long. But Sister Lois was a believer. And we come here for the word of God as believers. As one body, we come here for the word of God. So what Pastor Moore did, he said, what we're going to do for Sister Lois, we'll preach first. Then we'll testify and sing later. You should even be more rejoiced to sing and testify after you've gotten the word. Why did we do that, Brother Jay? Because we had a believer here that they came here for the word. That is our major emphasis. That's why we're here. Now, if we got time for a song, sing one. That's why you should even be reverent when you're asking. Don't assume that you're going to get to sing it. Lord, do we have time? Because if we have time, I'll sing it. But if we don't, I'm happy to wait. Because I am actually here only for the word. If you cut it off and I only get to sing the chorus one time, praise God, I got to sing it one time. If I get to say one verse, praise God. If I don't get to say anything but to get to sit here and hear the word of God, praise God for that. See, don't let Satan in at all. I don't like to see Satan in it at all. I don't want him in your feelings at all, because you say, oh, how do you overcome? I overcome by my testimony. I'm telling you what I tell myself. If I don't get to sing, so what? You don't get to testify. So what? Matter of fact, if I didn't get to preach, so what? If I came here and Brother Jeremiah said, you know what? I'm going to keep continuing in that series. Praise God. I'll sit my little tail down and enjoy the service. It won't be a feeling. I'm here for the word. And that's what happens when you got a group of believers that are here for the word. That puts us in one mind and one accord. And now the Bible can be a new Bible. Because of the foolishness of preaching, this is revealed to you. Let's go ahead and read a scripture. A quote first. This is 1964, the Feast of the Trumpets. This is Brother Branham.
So it says, immediately after that, the angel of the Lord appeared and told about the seven trumpets or the seven seals, that I was returned back here to Jeffersonville and preached the seven seals. And there, and see, this ties in what Sir Don was saying, and there, if I've ever said anything that was inspired, it was in that. See, Brother Branham's talking about those seals being open. There where the angel of the Lord met us, what did he say about the Bible? And the Bible became a new Bible. There it opened up and revealed all the things that the reformers and the things had left out. They, if the seals are not open, you don't have the whole Bible. You can read as much as you want to read. They didn't add any chapters to the Bible. They didn't add another book. They didn't, the Lochemies or Bacchabees or whatever they could, the Maccabees. They didn't add those. It was Genesis and Revelation. No books got added. The Bible just became a new Bible because all the secrets are open. All the things that people didn't understand. You know what happens when people preach the Bible that don't know it? They gloss over things they don't understand. And they diminish things that should be important, and things that aren't important, they make them super important. They misinterpret. They mislocate. They have a cow eating grass in the top of a tree. That's what Brother Branham said. What that is a type that you're confused. You ever hear somebody describe something that don't know what they're talking about? The longer they talk, the more they're proving they don't know what they're talking about. Right. You see it clear as day in the natural. We do different stuff. And you know, I got brothers that we all play sports and stuff. And I'm going to finish this. But I thought, you know, we play sports. And I know what it is to see an athlete. I've seen athletes. Right. I've seen professional athletes. I've seen college athletes. I've seen athletes. I know what it looks like to see an athlete. Right. I know how to play the sports. I've been coached. All that kind of stuff. Right? I'm just telling you my qualifications. Yes. I know these things. But if you were to come to me, that I played baseball, right? Let's say it's that sport. And you're going to try to tell me how to hit a baseball. And you've never hit one. You don't know what a home run really is. You don't know how to swing down on the ball. You're telling me to swing up because you don't understand the physics of it. You don't know what a ball come in it. You don't know what a curveball. I'm just throwing terms out there that if you don't play baseball, no problem. You don't have to understand it. I'm saying I know them. But the longer you talk to me about baseball that you don't know, and you start throwing in terms that don't applicable to baseball, you start saying, yeah, then when you hit that ball, it'll be a touchdown. I'm like, and I let you keep talking. Yeah, and then when you kick that ball, it'll be a goal. And I'm like, And you're telling on yourself, right? That's just simple terms to let you tell on yourself. When you grab the Bible and you start condemning me, you're telling me that playing baseball is a touchdown. Because you haven't read the whole, you don't know what you're talking about. Amen. If you take that book and start browbeating me, I start saying, you maybe haven't been, the seals haven't been opened up. Amen. This hasn't been a new book, because if you really understand what you read, you'll see that it's a new Bible. I'm no longer condemned in sin. I'm no longer underneath the cross. It's a new day now. I'm no longer living in law. I'm no longer tied to the laws of sin and death. I've been released from that. I'm a new man in here. Amen. No longer can you don't even have a place to impute sin. Amen. See, these are things that are altogether new. And it's okay if you're stuck in the past, but don't try to, I know where I'm at. You just keep working on you. It's okay. See, because a lot of times, when we say it like this, I want to make sure, because I'm preaching to home, but we go out there, you know. I'm saying wherever you at, just stay with what you are for you. Right? Don't try to bring somebody up or lower. God is the only revealer of the revelation. God is the only revealer. If you don't have it, you stay right where you're at. If you don't speak like I speak, stay where you're at. Don't try to be me. I've been through it. I know what I'm talking about. That's the same thing Brother Childers would say. You know what Brother Childers would say? You don't even know how to judge. Keep your filthy hands off of me. You know what he was saying? He's like, I know what a righteous judgment is. I know what it is. If you don't know what it is, don't say it. Just stay where you're at. It's okay. See, because a lot of times people want to get so deep in this thing. That's what I'm getting at. People want to get so deep in this thing, want to get so revelated in this thing, that they're the only ones that can explain it, that they're the only ones that can reveal it. God is the only revealer. If it takes you too long to explain something, you don't know what you're talking about. If it takes you weeks to explain something to me, you don't know what you're talking about. It shouldn't take that long. One service should be all you need. It's simple. Matter of fact, the Bible says the bride will turn quickly. How many services does it take to turn quickly? One. One. That's why I don't even take multiple new births. It's one new birth. You must be born again once. Once. See, the church world will have you out here just constantly plodding along, going up the ladder, and then you miss one rung, and you don't just go down one rung, you go down all of them. You make one mistake, and now you done fell down the whole ladder.
They don't even make it make sense. It's like, have you ever even climbed the ladder? You miss one run, you can catch the next one. You can stake there. Scotch your tires a little bit. Put something there like you're rock climbing. Lock yourself in a little bit. Miss a little thing to do. But the whole world is, they're off. But anyway, we're not. We know what we're talking about. We can preach the seven seals in one message. We can preach the book of Revelations in one message. We can preach the book of Genesis in one message. Why? Because we know what we're talking about. If it takes you too long, maybe you don't know what you're talking about. That's all I'm saying. If it takes you that long to tell somebody what to do, maybe you don't know what you're talking about. And the last point I'll make on that, because I missed y'all. But the last thing I'll make on that is, it's like giving somebody directions. If you don't know how to get there, it's going to show up. You're going to say things that don't matter. Okay, be looking for the tree on the side. And I think maybe it might be a building a little further down. If you get there, maybe you passed it. Maybe. What street is it? What's the address? Just tell me the address. I'll figure it out from there. Oh, I don't know the address. I just know it's beside the right house on the left, on the right. You don't know what you're talking about. It's going to show up. I can't trust those directions. But if you tell me the street and the address, I can get there. That's how it is in here. When somebody has a question, we can go to the burst, the address. We can get you right there and get the answer. What I praise God for, because the rest of this world is confused. They're lost. But you come in here, service after service. I heard Brother Jeremiah and Brother Don Deskins and Brother Ted preaching. We know what we're talking about. It's not a mystery to us. Matter of fact, even Brother Jeremiah said this, and this kind of sums up everything I'm preaching about. Brother Jeremiah said, new means perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. The Bible has been made perfect. It's a perfect Bible. Before, it was an old Bible that I didn't understand, but it's been made perfect. It's been made new. My body is going to be a perfect body. Before, Satan had access, but now he won't have access. When it's perfect, that means there's no access for Satan. My soul is perfect right now. Satan has no access to that, but my flesh and my spirit realm is not perfect. It needs to be made new. Satan having no access. The new heaven and new earth. Why does it need to be new? Because right now, Satan has access to those things. He has access to the earth. He has access to the heavens right now. But that's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, a new city, a new song. Amen. Satan won't have access there. But let me finish reading this quote and then get to a scripture. And he says, and there, if I've ever said anything that was inspired, it was that where the angel of the Lord met us, the Bible became a new Bible. There it opened up and revealed all things that the reformers and things had left out. It was the complete revelation of Jesus Christ, altogether new to us. So he didn't even leave us out. But perfectly exactly with the scripture, saying it ties right back in. That was the word which has always been, I was so inspired and directed. We are too, Brother Branham. It's a new Bible to us too. Nothing's left out of this. This thing is altogether new. So let's go ahead and read some scriptures now that we understand that this is a new Bible. Because now that it's a new Bible, let's read how we read these scriptures. Now, Brother Jeremiah read over in Corinthians, but I'm going to start over in Colossians and then go to Corinthians. Tie these things together. But I looked at this and I thought, my goodness, God's been blessing us. So it's 1 Corinthians 15 through 19. We'll go read this and then we'll go over to, I'm sorry. 1 Colossians 15 through 19 and then we'll go to Corinthians. Brother Jeremiah was talking about Christ, and when you understand Christ, that's us. Now, we say this, and we'll tie it in there, but we're Mrs. Jesus Christ. So what you're saying about Christ, you're saying about us. Amen. So now that you have that understanding, let's start reading here. Who is the image of the invisible God? Oh. The firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Last scripture here, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Where's the fullness at? Right now. Who's the image of the invisible God right now? If you're going to see God, where will you see God now? That's why we can even say the scripture that all things work together. Because
He is before all things. And all things consist for him. Of course, all things work together for our good. Oh, we are the visible of the invisible. Amen. We're the image. Yeah. Amen. When we say things like, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Yeah. Right. How does that happen? He started this thing off and we're ending it. Mrs. Jesus Christ is the ending of this thing. Amen. Now let's go over and read what Brother Jeremiah read in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. And I love this scripture, Brother Jeremiah. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and Brother Jeremiah read down there in 16 through 20, and we'll do the same today. A new creature. Wherefore, henceforth, know no man after the flesh. Ye, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. So he didn't charge us with anything. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We're all together new men. God, all the old stuff that we thought we had to hold on to, he doesn't even see it. You know, so the type of that is being married. We say we're Mrs. Jesus Christ. Now, the world has corrupted marriage to the point that when you get a new name, you keep all the old stuff. But that's not how it was supposed to be. When you get married, that woman is supposed to be able to forget everything. All of her old debts are not her debts. Amen. All of her old problems are no longer her problems. All of the old things that she was no longer exist. So much to the point that she changes her name. She's no longer even the same name. She is his name. And if you do it right at weddings, and Pastor Moore's already taught us this, so I'm rehashing something that he's already told. Weddings are for Christians, okay? That's period. That's who should be getting married. Everybody else, just date forever, right? It's whatever. But Christians, we get married. It's an act unto God. But even when they announce it, guess what they announce when you come out? And I'm just going to use my name. They go, Mr. and Mrs. James Pickens. Right. It ain't her name. Because she's with me now. Right. When you see her, you see me. Right. Yet we're one now. Amen. The two should be twain. They should be one now. And nothing should be able to separate. It should be a oneness there. That's how it's supposed to work. All of our old bills are now my bills. All of our old problems are now my problems. Matter of fact, when they do the veil, it's supposed to be a situation where you're taking all that you had and putting on his shoulder, saying, I don't have no problems no more. Your problems. I don't have no bills no more. These are your bills. I don't have no sins no more. These are your sins. That's what Jesus did for us. When he took us, he took all. Jesus really did pay it all. But now we've got it so corrupt that you can't even use marriage as a type anymore, because you got kids that go, well, mom didn't take dad's last name. And you got kids going, well, they still got two accounts and they got this and this. So the type doesn't work anymore right now with the world is, the way the world is. As a kid, you can't look at marriage and say divorce doesn't exist, because it does exist. There's 70% of marriages end in divorce. There's three people that got married when we got married, and two of those are divorced. We're still married out of that group. In the beginning, when we got married, it was three people that got married around the same time. Two of them are divorced. They were divorced within 3 years. So divorce is real. Like, I ain't saying nothing that ain't real. Divorce is real. But as a kid in this thing, if you're looking around for a type to say, oh, marriage is a type, it ain't now. The way marriages are now, it ain't a type. The woman has her own idea, has her own thought. She does her own thing. The man has his own ideas, own thought, does his own thing. They're not one now. They even are thinking, and we even say it, they're thinking about the way out on the way up. They're going to get married thinking, okay, well, let me make sure I protect my assets that she can't get to them if she leaves me. Or she's thinking, well, I made all this money without you. I want to hold on to my money in case you're not here. They're not saying, this is our money. No. That's your house and this is my house. It should be our house. It should be, this is us. We're a union, a true oneness, whereas you got this, honey. And then you got support. I'm backing you. I'm helping you. What do you need? You need meals? You want me to make your lunch for you? So that way you can continue to push us? That's how it's supposed to work. Now, the world's got it all messed up. So it's too far gone to fix it now. Even Brother Branham said marriage and divorce. We can't go back and fix it now. And that was in 64, 65. 2024, we ain't got time. You ain't got time to fix it. So don't even try to fix it now. I'm just telling you the facts. That it's messed up. So when you try to look at it as a type to see what God has done for the church, you can't look at the world now. But how it's supposed to be, even Jesus said, and I know I'm throwing all these thoughts out there, but even Jesus said, because they asked him, they asked Jesus about divorce. And they're like, well, you know, we're allowed to divorce. Moses said we could do it. He said, and that's because of the hardness of your heart. Right. It wasn't so from the beginning. That's not how it was supposed to be. You're supposed to have forgiveness and love and all these other things. Those were supposed to be manifested. Like even Brother Bean read, it said, you know, but love is how every man should know. That's how God should be able to show up. But because of the hardness of your heart, he gave into that for you guys to do that. But that's not how it's supposed to be. And from then on, it's just been worse and worse and worse and worse. It's just like a little baby snake. You talk about whooping your kids. When they're little, it's easy to whoop a one-year-old. It is. You can snatch one up, spank them on the bottom. Don't run in the street. Snatch up an 18-year-old. Try to grab them and say, don't run in the street. Get off of me. Big as you are, right? That baby snake, you let it keep going. You won't be able to do anything with it. Brother Jay, come on now. Don't act dumb. You know it's a fact. It's a fact. You let your kid be bad when they're little. When they're bad as an adult, you can't. There's nothing you can do. It's, you know, and you go, oh, okay, let me throw you a natural type out there. Let me throw you a natural type out there because you guys don't want to feel bad about your babies. Yeah, it's all right. I get it. Your parents. But here's the thing. These people took these little snakes and threw them into places that don't have natural predators. Little baby snakes. Little pythons. Just drop them in places that don't have a natural predator. Somebody to correct them. And they grow up, and now they have no predators. Nobody to correct them. And they can decimate an entire forest because they have no correction. They can wreck everything. That's what happens with little baby kids. When you let your kid be a knucklehead at 1, 2, 3, 4, at that age where you can grab them, when they get 18, 22, they're doing big knucklehead problems now. Now they're not listening to you or authorities. Now they're not listening to you or their bosses. Now they're not listening to you or their job. And now they're knuckleheads. And now nobody can touch them because when they were a baby snake, you didn't cut them off at the head. Amen. Brother Childers taught us that. He said, hey, get them while they're little. Amen. Get them while they're little. Why? He had seen some big snakes. Amen. He knew once that spirit got to a certain spot, it was nothing you can do with it. Even Brother Branham even said, okay, where are you getting with this, Brother Jay? Even Brother Branham said, you should serve God in your youth. Amen. That's when it's going to be the most effective, is you serve him when in your youth, because you let that spirit keep going. Ain't got no hope for it. It's a real small, slim chance. It is. It's just, that's the facts. Amen. That's just the facts. And you go, well, what can I do? Just keep doing what you are doing. You're a parent that believes God. Just bring your kids. Teach a child in the way they should go when they're young and they won't depart from it. Just give them, let them know where God is. Amen. There's a group of generations growing up that don't even know God. And we're blessed to know God. So all that I'm saying, you know, part testimony, part preaching, but I missed y'all. Been 2 weeks. I missed y'all. I was looking in, I'm watching in, I'm seeing Brother Jim singing. I'm like, he's singing without me. You know we're supposed to sing together. I'm seeing Brother Ted testifying. I'm like, he's testifying without me. You know we're supposed to be testifying together. I see Isaiah and Skylar singing. I'm saying, they're singing without me. Why? I have a longing to this place. I have a sense of obligation to this place. I don't even think the servants are the same without me in this place. That's how much I believe this thing. I'm saying, they need me there. I need to do something. I need to be back there moving the widgets with Praveen or something. I need to be moving the mic for Sister Donna. Why? I feel a sense of belonging to this place. This thing is, church is new to me now. It's new to me. It used to be a time where it wasn't new. It was a time where it was an old church, where it was old people, where it was old doctrine. But now it's altogether new. This is my church. This is my song. This is my preaching. This is my church. It used to be their church. It used to be those people's church. It used to be the old people's church. But now it's my church. It's altogether new. The lights are brighter. The walls are wider. The scene is better. Everything's altogether new now. The Bible's even brighter. Now when I hear preaching, I'm like, whoo, I can understand it. That means it's altogether new. When you're going through scriptures and they read it, I say,
I see myself in there. When you're talking about Christ, you're talking about me. When they say a new body, I know, I understand the soul realm. I understand the three realms. I can see myself in there. But now it's all together new, saints. It ain't old no more. It's all together new. And you go, oh, Brother Jay, where are you getting that? Come on now. I can use some of these elders as examples. Brother Lockett ain't here this morning, but it's a new church to Brother Lockett. Oh, I can go back to the 90s and go through the services. I didn't hear Brother Lockett singing and then. It's facts. The facts. You didn't see Brother Lockett walking around testifying then. That don't mean he wasn't a believer, but it's a new church now. He's saying, it ain't even a service unless y'all hear me. Why? He's putting his little 2 cents on it. He's saying, it's new now. Oh, you see Brother Don Deskins now. We can throw Brother Don in there. We'll go back to 1998. Let's pull some services from 98 and see if you hear Brother Don Deskins on this. We can just play 7 of them in a row and tell me if you hear him. But you do 7 in a row in 2024, you're going to hear Brother Don, Brother Don, Brother Don. You might miss one and he come back in and say, yeah, Satan was fighting me. I didn't think I should say every service, but I got to talk again. Right? Hey, is it new, brother? It's got to be new. It's got to something change. Did we get a new Bible? No. Did we get a new 7 church age book? No. But there's a newness there. It gets sweeter and sweeter as days go by. Oh, my understanding just gets clear and clear. It gets renewed daily. Now when we read the scriptures, oh, the rest of the world, oh, well, they're reading Revelations again. Yeah. Yeah, we're reading it again. Did you see yourself there? Did you see that you took the book? That the book was closed? That when your name is transferred, it can't be moved again? It's a new book. It's new. Oh, no, Revelation's been there for hundreds of years. Yeah, but I didn't know it. It's new to me. I couldn't read it. Paul didn't get a chance to read it. Nobody got to break this down to you, but when the seals got open, it became new. I'm still going in there finding new stuff. It's all together new. Oh, Brother Jeremiah, I love how you brought that. There's a newness here, saints. Because see, when you see yourself in the Bible, it becomes new. Everything's new. It's a new day. It's a new day. Because when you see, there's too many scriptures and too many verses that we've said. And I like to say them a little slower just to make sure we're picking it up. But when you have a new birth, you're born again. You sing a new song. What the song that we're singing, and we even say this, we're singing a song even the holy angels couldn't sing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Brother Branham even said it. Let's talk about what our prophet said. They said, Brother Branham, where are we going to find you at when we get over there? Singing Amazing Grace. You're going to find me singing Amazing Grace. Why? Because we understand. We understand grace. We understand that we needed it. We understand that it's been applied. We claim that grace. Oh, even Amazing Grace is a new song. Because there used to be a time we'd sing that song, you'd be condemned. You'd sing it at funerals. It'd be song. A wretched soul like me, and you'd almost want to keep yourself as wretched. No, 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 no. Amazing Grace has already been applied. I've already claimed the grace. I'm rejoicing because of the grace. I believe the word of God that entitles me to grace. It entitles me to the token. It entitles me to predestination. It entitles me to justification. It entitles me to sanctification. It entitles me to all those things because I've accepted God's amazing grace. Oh, I don't need grace. You see, I'm going to say it like this. The church world has you coming back asking for grace every day. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. And that's where people get it wrong. They think they're just pushing their sins forward. No, 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 no. My sins are gone. When Jesus paid it all, he paid it all. He paid for my past, present, and future sins. See, the church world will have you just thinking Jesus paid for your past sins. Present sins we'll talk about. The future ones you better never do. That's how the church world preaches it. You ask any priest, that the past ones, yes. You come to Christ, give your heart to God, we'll take care of the past. We'll wash that under this. As a matter of fact, they'll tell you. They'll say it. They'll say, you know, since I've been saved. Oh, okay. That means all that stuff that they tell you about their past stories, that was before I was saved. They'll even throw that a disclaimer in there. Before I was saved, I'd go to the bars. Before I was saved, I did this. Then they get saved and they go, well, I can't make mistakes now.
God ain't big enough to handle today. He only can handle your old stuff. My God only can look back. He's not all-knowing, not omnipotent. My God ain't big enough to handle today's problems. I got a God of yesterday? No. He says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God that took care of yesterday's sins, can handle today, and can handle tomorrow. That's why when you go over to the book of Romans, see, that's why all this ties together, gets me excited. When you go over to the book of Romans, it says, I'm fully persuaded that not things present nor things to come can separate me from the love of God. Oh, not death, not principalities, not nothing can separate me. Oh, see, now Romans is new. Now that's a new understanding. See, that's what happens when you get an understanding. Everything becomes new. Now you can't wait to read the Bible. Oh, my. See, it's not the same 6 and 7 for us, saints. It's not the same 6 and 7. We're not going through this book and going, well, hopefully I get this right. Hope I get that right. We're already right. We have an understanding that we're going to a new body. And so let's say it like this. Because I got a new name. I've been born again. We preach this message, and we're very, very familiar with it. But it's important that you understand how this works. You're made up of three realms, and we talk about this a lot. Okay? One of those realms is already perfect. Of the three, one is already perfect. So just for context, you have three realms. We talk about this all the time. We put it on the board. We draw three big circles. You got a soul, you got a spirit, and you got a body, okay? You're made up of three. Made up of three. We know this. I'm just skimming over review. That soul, when you get a new birth, that old nature has been changed, annihilated, burnt off. Satan no longer has access. Your soul can only do one of two things. It can believe or disbelieve. That's it. When Satan there's, it can disbelieve. When God's there, it can only believe. When Satan's annihilated, that soul can only believe now. That's it. It only has one inlet. It can only believe the word of God. It has no ties to any feelings. It has no ties to any emotions. It only accepts the word of God. That's it. And that's perfect. That's a new soul. Amen. That's new. That's altogether new. Right. Satan has no access there. But on this side, we have two other realms that Satan has access to. Those two other realms need to be made new. They got to be changed. Amen. Why? Because God can't take anything over to the new place that's old. Amen. Matter of fact, the other saints, the sleeping saints, they have their new soul and they have their theophany. Yes. They got two out of three right. That's right. But they're still missing that glorified body. Right. So they still have one more step to go. Right. And both of us, the sleeping saints and the awake saints, we'll both be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. We'll both change. You go, well, you need two things, and they need one thing, twinkling of an eye. I'll get my theophany and glorified the same time they get their glorified. Amen. It'll happen the same. Don't think there's a delay. See, because you'll put man's thinking on it. Oh, it's got to be this process and that process. I got to lay down as long as Moses laid down. I got to lay there. No. We're changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. That's what the scripture says. So don't put any other thoughts on it. But when we say new, this new soul that we have can only accept the word of God. And because you can accept the word of God, that's proof. That's the proof that your soul has been changed. Amen. Because you can say amen to the word of God is proof that there's a new man living on in there. Amen. That can never be overemphasized. You can say it till you're blue in the face. The fact that you can pick up the word of God is proof that there's a new man on the inside in there. Because if you couldn't pick up the word of God, if it was just an emotional thing, if it was just a feeling thing, that's not deep enough. It's got to be on the soul realm where all you can simply say is yay and amen. Amen. When it's there, it doesn't matter what your emotions are. When it's there, it doesn't matter what your feelings are. When it's there, it doesn't matter if you had a bad day. It doesn't matter if you've got a job or no job. It don't matter if you live in a palace or just got back from jail. It doesn't matter any of those spectrums. Amen. It's what do you do when the word crosses your path? Do you just say amen? And that's the proof that there's a new man living on the inside of there. And if there's a new man living on the inside of there, that is proof that you're going to be ready for the change. Because that soul is going back to heaven where it came from. Oh, Brother Jay, I got to get my body cleaned up. Oh, Brother Jay, that'll happen. Amen. It'll happen.
I don't care how many showers you take. This flesh ain't going over there. I don't care if you never looked at the internet and heard anything dirty at all in your life. That spirit realm is going to change. You may say, oh, Brother Jay, I just read the Bible day and night, listen to Christian music. Your mind is pure as the untouched snow. Perfect. It still got to change. You came into this world full of lies and sin, and you got here wrong. It has to die. Oh, but Brother Jay, we're going to be over there, and we're going to be in an image of like 16 to 20 years old. Yeah, you're going to be how God saw you. This is the closest representation of how God saw you, but this ain't perfect. Don't make this my theophany. Don't make this my glorified body. Oh, I saw me and my wife been married 20 years, Jeremiah 17 years, and we had celebrating his anniversary, Brother Dwayne as well. So looking at these different things, and I thought, yeah, I looked at my young pictures, and I thought, yeah, I was looking good then. 20 years ago? I think I look good now, but 20 years ago, I was fit, right? I'm thinking, okay. But that's just a shadow. The best I could think I could look, I still had glasses on, right? We can start right at the head. The best I could think I'd look, I still had glasses on. I still couldn't see, right? I wasn't traveling like a thought, right? I'm just throwing some natural things out there. As best as we can think of it, it still ain't good enough. The best you can imagine, it still ain't close enough. And Brother Jeremiah even brought that out. He said, Brother Branham said, there's no word to even describe how good it's going to be over there. We're just giving representation to say, when you were in the peak health, when you're in a peak look, that's a glimpse of how good it's going to be. Just a shadow form. You know, and we say this all the time. Your shadow is the darkest representation of what you really are. If you look at my shadow, it doesn't show off my nice suit my wife got me. It don't show off my tie. It's just darkness. But it just gives you an image of what I should look like. A speculation of how tall I am. That's this. This is you're seeing a shadow of the real me. But God sees me finished. Amen. Even though you see me as a shadow right now, God sees me as a finished work. Yeah. When he sees me, he sees me as perfect. He sees me as finished. He doesn't see any of this other stuff. Matter of fact, when you get that new name, see, we're going to get there. When you get that new name, you're Mrs. Jesus Christ now. I'm not James Pickens anymore. I'm Mrs. Jesus Christ now. All the old problems that you thought you saw, they're not mine. All the sins that you thought I did, that wasn't me. You go look me up now in the record books, it says Mrs. Jesus Christ. What did I do with the word? That's the only thing I'm judged by. That's the only thing that they're taking account for. You don't go back through and look through Luther's life and care what he did on Tuesday. Luther, what'd you do with the word? What'd you do with Martin? What'd you do with the word? Same thing they're doing now. Bride of Jesus Christ, what'd you do with the word? In that end time, when the Bible was a new Bible, did you just accept it? And that's even Brother Branham said. He said, they're going to come over there and looking at us and say, how did you do it? How did you make it in such a neurotic, crazy age when everybody, when it was total darkness? See, through those other ages, there was light. There was people that believed openly. Now it's dark. We almost got to worship God in quiet. Really? Yeah, Brother Jay, come on now. Ain't nobody dumb in here. I can't go to work and be talking about what we talk about in here. I can't. That'd be stupid. You'd be like, oh, you're a cult. You do this, you do that. I can't say, you know, a wife should be subservient to the husband. I can't even use that word. That's a bad word. You can't be submissive. You can't whoop your kids. You can't tell them this. There shouldn't be a hierarchy. It should be equal. My kids should be equal. My wife should be equal. Do you know what happens when everybody's leading? Nobody's leading. That's how that works. If everybody's in charge, nobody's in charge. If Jonathan can tell us what to do at the house, then nobody's in charge. If Jada's running the house, then nobody's in charge. I can't be outvoted by those three. There's got to be a leader. Right, I'm just telling you in the simplest form. Like, I'm just using my house as an example, but you think Pastor Moore cares about going to a vote on what y'all think? He's going to come here and say, okay, I know testimony. Brother Isaiah's been cutting the testimonies kind of short. Let's raise our hands. Who thinks we should have longer testimonies? Who thinks we should not have them at the end of service? When he made that decision, I don't know. I don't remember him having one meeting saying, hey, we're not going to have testimonies at the end of service. Did he talk to you about it? He didn't say, Brother Dwayne, I'm thinking, you know, at the end of service, we should cut it off. Tell me how many people we should vote. He'd take a poll. No, I'm just showing you small little steps of leadership.
That's just on that. You think he cares about what you think about the Word of God when it comes to preaching? You don't go tell him what you want to preach. God tells him what to preach. And then we fall right in line. We go, that ain't nothing but the truth. I've been waiting to hear that. That's what I've been praying about. That's what I've been wanting to hear. Amen. That's how it's supposed to work. You don't come in here with your ideas and tell him what to do.
Amen.
We're submissive to the Word of God.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting at. There should be an order here. And if you don't have an order, then it's out of order.
That's right.
That just makes sense. But this world is so gone that you can't even say words that make sense anymore. That's just this world. But when we come in here for a couple moments, few moments, just to fellowship around the Word, oh, I even love it how Brother Jeremiah even said it. He said, you know, because I even had fellowship wrong. He said, you know, even Brother Branham said, you know, if I was going to fellowship, I'd go to your house and sit down and eat with you and talk. And that's an exchange of ideas. We're fellowshipping. You can say something, I can say something. It's a dialogue. This is a one-way street, bub.
Amen.
When God speaks, all he wants to hear is amen.
Amen.
Don't even add too much from the back, because he's going to shut you up. Even if you say the amen too loud, he'll be like, hey, you're interrupting service. Let me speak, and then you say amen. This is a one-way dialogue here. We all came to hear from God, and that's what the revealer is. We came here for the revealer. We came here for the correctness of this thing. And I praise God that we get it every single time. There's not a service that we miss. There's not a bump in the road. There's not one hiccup where we go, well, you know, Jeremiah tried. You know, he probably was tired Sunday. You know, he had to come back from vacation. You know, Brother Jay, he's giving it a good old college try, but... yeah, we'll wait for Pastor Moore to get back. Hopefully he'll preach on Wednesday. No. You hear from God every time. You come here expecting to hear from God. I come here expecting to hear from God. And we hear from God. And the message is altogether new. It's not old. We can go back and read 2 Corinthians and it's new. It's not old anymore. I go through the book of Revelations. It's new. Everything is new. It's a new body, a new earth, a new man. Everything is altogether new. And I look at this and I go, how is it getting new day by day? He's just renewing it day by day. And we got different types in the Bible that talk about God just giving his people new manna every day. You go back in the book of Moses when he fed them. It was new manna every day. Every day it was new manna. Matter of fact, he told them, don't eat the old stuff. Don't even hold on to it. I will take care of you every day. God, sometimes I think we hold on. You know, me, I was in vacation mode, so I was holding on to the services. Like, man, let me listen to it again. Let me listen to it again. Let me listen to it again. But I'd be dumb to stay home and listen to last week's service when this one's going on. I can't be a squirrel and hoard it up and go, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Sunday, so let me just listen to the old one. No. Figure out a way to get to this one. This is new day. This is a new manna, fresh manna. This is a new message for today. Last week's message got you through last week, but when God gives a message for today, that's the message of the day. Don't hold on to yesterday's manna. Get the message for today. It's a furtherance of it. It's another step that we've taken. Where you can see yourself and say, what's that new song that they are singing? Because they were singing glory, Hosanna. But this new song that we're singing, the angels can't even sing. We see the whole story, the whole plan of God. We needed redemption. They didn't need redeemed. They don't even understand redemption. They don't understand the need for grace. But we do. So now when we're joining in that song, it's a new song. When we sing blessed is the name of the Lord, we understand the blessings. We saw where he brought us from to where we're at today. Oh, my.
Amen.
That's why he's wiping away tears. He'll wipe away tears from our eyes. There'll be no parting with loved ones over there. We know what it's like to part with loved ones. We know what it's like to lay someone up above and say, I'll see you again. Angels don't know that. They never experienced that. But we have. We have that ability to say, Lord, I need you now more than I did before. All these things come together. See, because I'm Mrs. Jesus Christ. I have a new name. When they write about me, they're writing about what I did with the Word in these last days. That's what they're writing about. It's a new church. It's a new Bible. Everything's altogether new. And he goes, well, Brother Jay, you keep saying it's new. Well, it should be. It is new. Brother Branham said it was new. Brother Branham said it gave him a new direction, a new everything. It was new. He was so inspired by how new the Bible was because it's been open to him. I'm so inspired by how new the Bible is because it's been open to me. That's the thing. I don't want Satan to ever put anything on you and go, well, we keep saying it's better. It is better. It is better. Don't let him diminish your glow.
If it's new to you, let it be new. Rejoice in that revelation. Just stand on that thing. Don't worry about where everybody else is. If everybody else is jumping up and down and you're just saying, it's just new to me. Let it just be new to you. Amen. Don't worry about what everybody else does. It doesn't matter what they do. It should tie right back into you. Yeah. Matter of fact, even Brother Don Deskin said it on one of his testimonies. He said, you know, when I say something, even if it almost comes off as different, it should still line up. Even if I'm looking at something, I go, oh, I see this, and maybe somebody's talking about something else, and I say that, it should still tie back in. It should still tie back in because what you're seeing is the same picture, just from a different angle. We're looking at the same. The longer you describe what you're seeing, the closer you'll get to what I'm seeing. That's how a testimony should work. We're talking about the same story here. You might just be seeing it from a different angle, but you keep talking for a little bit, and eventually you're going to be seeing the same thing that I'm seeing on the side that I'm at. That's how it is even when you go to court. When they're testifying about a case, you keep talking long enough as a witness, and it'll tie right into the next witness. Oh, I saw this from 7 to 8. Guess what? I was there from 8 to 9. That makes sense. How they came down the street, got to this point, and from there I saw them go here. Oh, it lines up. Those make sense. It runs with the story. When you testify where God has brought you from, and I testify where God has brought me from, we should end at the same place that you have a new birth and I have a new birth. This is a new Bible. It's a new understanding that we're tied in and the seals have been opened. No matter how much you want to cut it and slice it, that's how the story should tie together. When you say what God's been doing for you, eventually you need to talk about God gave you a revelation. Oh, I get that God gave you a job. Oh, I get that God get that. Oh, keep talking. Let me hear what happens when we put the squeeze on you. What happens when God didn't give you a new job? What happens when all these other things? Do you still have a revelation of the hour? Do you still have a clear understanding? That's what you can't overemphasize. Oh, I understand blessings and all that kind of stuff, but those things fade. They fade. I work on houses and do all this kind of stuff. All that stuff fades. I don't care what you put in. You can put in travertine. Don't take care of it. You put in granite. Don't take care of it. It'll mess up. Let wood get around water for too long. Just let it sit in water for too long. You ain't even got to do nothing to it. Just let water. You could have just one little small drip faucet. It'll tear down a whole house. You let it go long enough. Put it on the upstairs bathroom. You'll lose the whole floor. That's just a drip of water. And you put so much steak on a house. Oh, this has got to stay. No. I don't put my stake on any of that stuff. I'm tied into the Word of God. That's the only thing that's never changed. That's the only thing that gets better day by day. You can't put enough water to put this fire out. When that prophet was said, when they were doing their altars, and the prophet there, he said, you can put water on this thing. You can waterlog these things. The fire I got won't be extinguished by any water. What I got coming here, nothing the world has can put this out. I don't care what I'm ever going through. It'll never put out this flame. But I don't care what, you know, people always think, and I love how you said that, Brother Don Deskins. You said people think that you're strong because you're strong, and that's why you testify. No, I'm strong because I've been testifying. I've been overcoming by my testimony. I've been holding myself accountable to what I said God would do. I come in here and say, I'm going to praise him in advance. That's what made me strong. And when I see him come through, I just pull myself that much further. I pull myself that much further. I told Sway one time, I said, you know, because he was asking about, you know, recovery and all these kind of things. I said, Sway, I really never had a day where I was just felt better as I was recovering through these things. Like, it wasn't a day where I was like, oh, now I'm ready to go walk. No, it wasn't the case. You just kept pushing. And it's like, I did make it 10 steps. Maybe I can do 11. Did I feel better? No. I just pushed. Then I did 11. And then maybe did that for a week. And then go, I don't feel like I could do 12, but I'm going to push for 12. I didn't have no renewed strength, so to speak, like, I can do 45 steps. No, it's just right here. I'm going to do 12. And if I need your help to get me that 12th one, I'm going to hold your arm, and we're going to do 12. And then I'm going to claim that I did it by myself. When Satan tries to battle me with it, well, you need it, Brother John and Pastor Moore on each side. But I did 12, Satan. I did 12 steps. Yeah, that's, and then the next time I go, I'm going to do 13. I don't care if I have to have Pastor Moore, Brother John, and Sister Courtney holding the walker. I did 13, Satan. And that's how it's got to be, even no matter what you're going through. If it's a testimony, you get up here and stumble over your words and go, I want to sing a song, but I don't know the words. We'll just say the song. We'll sing it. Amen. Seth didn't have to sing, let the worshipers arise, but he wanted to hear it. Come on. If there's time, Lord, can we hear that song? I don't know the words, don't know how it goes, but somebody here does. And there's a screen there. What hinders us?
Same thing with getting baptized. There's water there. What hinders you? If somebody's got to walk you in the water and hold you and bring you back up, don't let anything get in the way of it. Keep pushing. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get to church. There's enough people with cars in the parking lot. They can figure it out. Don't let Satan get in the way of any of it. Oh, I live too far away. I've seen Pastor Moore drive to Columbus. On Sunday morning, on the morning he's supposed to preach, he'd go get somebody from Columbus and bring them here and then preach and then take them back. That's been our example. So if you live in Columbus, you ain't got no excuse. I'm looking around. I don't see anybody more than an hour out. No excuses. No excuses. I'm just telling you how to get Satan out of it. You just take the word of God and apply it. Take him out of it. And just stand on that. Because a lot of times you think, oh, if I need help, then it ain't God. It is God. It is God. It's a many-membered body. He said, greater works will you do. Why? Because it's more of us. That's what, see, a lot of times we want to limit God. Don't limit God in your understanding. Don't limit God in any of this stuff. It's God right now preaching to you, giving you a clear understanding. And the fact that you can pick it up, that's God in you. That's the most important part, that you have a receiver in you that can pick up the word of God. That's altogether new. That's what makes it new, is that there's something on the inside of you that's awake and receiving the word of God. That means that seed has opened up and is receiving the word of God. Oh, and once that thing opens up, it can't be put back in. Once that seed opens up, it just starts to grow now. Oh, now you just let the water flow. Keep it in that right environment. Do whatever you can to push to get in that right environment. Oh, one service, I was sitting in the back there. I was doing something in the tape room, and Brother Jeremiah was preaching. And you know, Brother Jeremiah, he runs around. So we got special mics for Brother Jeremiah and cameras, because he goes. And he was here, and then he went over here, and he's preaching. Boom, 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 boom. He just fireball, right? And from the back there, y'all are like little sunflowers. Everybody's heads. And it was the neatest thing, because as he would go, everybody would. And it was cool, because I was looking at it and just seeing that. And on one side of it, everybody that was believing, looking. You didn't want to be that person that was just. Right? Everybody's looking for the light. Everybody should be looking for the light. So from the back there, you can see if you were paying attention. Because if he was over here and you were still looking over there, now you're telling on yourself, right? Where's the light? Let's stand with the light. That's how this thing should work. You should be standing with the light. As God takes a step, you take a step. As God moves, you move. That's why even Brother Branham said, had they lived long enough, they'd be right here. John would be right here. Irenaeus would be right here. Mark, they'd be right here. Stand with the light. And we're blessed to live in this last age with the best light. That's not even Brother Branham said. What age would you want to live in, Brother Branham? This golden age, when it's all light. There's no darkness. Oh, there's darkness out in the world, but it's total light here. And we'd use it as a type. It's light in Goshen. No darkness. There's not even shadow. When you get enough light, there's no shadows. I ain't looking through any scripture here with any shadows. I'm not looking through any book of the Bible going, I wonder what he meant. I hope I understand this. No. It removes all shadows. There's no darkness at all in any scripture that we open up. All the scriptures. Matter of fact, even Brother Branham said, if you don't see your name in every verse, go back and read it again. See, I'm talking to believers. Y'all know what he said. We believe the prophet. We understand what he said. You got to see yourself in every verse. Oh, it's altogether new now. Now when you're preaching, I'm saying, he's talking about me, talking about me, talking about me. I see myself in every verse. And I'm kind of like everybody else, you know. There's a bunch of people that have fallen off, and I'm like, man. But I got to keep kicking and paddling. I got too many people depending on me. This thing ain't hard for me. Matter of fact, this is like swimming. If you're a good swimmer, it doesn't matter how deep the ocean is. I'm not a great swimmer. I can swim, but I'm not a great swimmer. So we go some places, and it's like, let's say it's like on a boat, and they're like, oh, we're going to jump in and swim in the ocean and then come back to the boat. I'm like, nah, that's you. You can do that. If I jump off, I'm swimming the shore, and I'm not getting back on anything that's close to water. Like, I'm trying to make it to solid ground. Like, that's how I swim. But there's people that no matter how deep the water is, they just jump on in, and it don't look hard at all for them. You see a good swimmer? They just sit in the water for hours.
They just hang out. They just float, do their thing. They play. Bass swimmers just, it's work. It's work. They can only live. You know what? And you're laughing. You're thinking about it. I'm going to tell you how it works out in church. Believers, get as hot as you want. Make it as deep as you want. Go as far in the depths of the seven seals as you want. Go as far in the book of Revelation as you want. Get as deep as you want to get. Get as hot as you want to get. I'm just kicking and paddling. Kicking and paddling. I'm enjoying every service. Every service. And there's some people going, I just can't believe when that brother said it like that. I'm like, ooh, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to get to church? Why don't you have the same zeal I have? I love it when I get here. That's how it is for swimmers. People that love the water, everybody that has a pool is their best friend. Because they want to swim. They want to be around the water. I love the word. Yes. When they tell me they're going to South Carolina, can't wait to get there. Tell me you're going to Kentucky, can't wait to go. Tell me, I want to be around the water. I want to be where the word is. Yes. But if you don't, you know what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Kentucky kind of far away. Wednesday night services, I got work, and I don't know. I'm just telling you how you struggle. You're telling on yourself. You get tired. It's okay. You just can't swim. That's all right. Stay in the water till you can. Amen. Keep pushing till it's easy for you. I'm not telling you to give up. That's not what I'm saying. We never let you give up. You're more than an overcomer. You got emotions on you right now. Let's keep going till we get those off. That's even how it is even when you're working out, you're doing running, all that kind of stuff. While the emotions on you, let's keep going. Let's push through till those emotions are not there no more. When you're running, see, I used to be able to run. Like I said, 20 years ago, I could run. I was in the Army. They didn't give you no warm-up time. You'd get there day two. They was like, we're doing a five-mile run. They didn't ask anybody if they ran before. They was like, you got gym shoes on? 5 miles. It's like, wait a minute. Are we stretching before this? Nope. 5 miles. 5 in the morning. Let's go. Every other day, you ran 5 miles. Eventually, you're going to learn how to run 5 miles. I was able to do it, but you had to get through some emotions. There's some feelings that happen at mile one. There's emotions that happen at mile 2.5, 3. You're like, I don't know. Maybe by 4, you're like, I can do this. And then it ends, but there's emotions that happen. But you don't give up. I'm not giving you a chance to give up. You come in here, let's say your head is on backwards and your boss been giving you a hard time. Stay with this thing. I'm encouraging you along the way. You got people that are helping you along the way that are going to say, we can do it. One more step. Stay with this thing. And I always tell people, if you're starting to feel that way and pushing you to the back, push. Sit up in the front. Make it harder on yourself to get back. That's what they would tell us when you were the runners. The runners, they would be like, hey, you weak runners, move up to the front. Because the rest of the people that can run, they're going to keep pushing you. They're going to push you. They're going to be like, hey, you can do it. One more step. Come on. Because you're setting the pace by the slower runners. Because you're saying, we know we can keep up with you. I'm going to keep pushing you. Come on up here to the front where it's hot up here. You got Brother Don here saying, woo, you believe that? Smacking you on the leg during the service. You ain't going to have no choice but to say, yeah, I believe that. Yeah. You ain't going to be able to look at your phone when you're sitting up here. When I come down here and look to you right here and I go, don't you believe that, Brother Jonathan? He's going to have to say, yes, I do. Yeah. I'm right in his face. Amen. That's a push. That takes, I'm helping you get some distractions out of your way. I'm helping you. I'm like your physical therapist. I'm going to push a little bit. I want you to push through that pain a little bit. I'm going to need you to push a little bit. I need you to push. You got to have a push in you in this hour. Brother Childers taught us that. You got to have a push in this hour. See, this world is whitewashed. They don't want to have a push. They don't want to push through nothing. They can't make it through anything. They have a bad day before it starts. The bride has a push. When God tells us it's new, it is new. Oh, I don't see it. Keep reading. Don't let Satan have a... I'm telling you, don't let Satan in there at all. Don't give him room at all. Oh, I don't see it like you. You ain't supposed to. Don't give Satan a place for it. Say, I know I got a new birth for me. We'll stand right there. Sound like Brother Lockett in the back. You must be born again. I don't care what scripture you're reading. You must be born again. That's Brother Lockett. That's an example. He don't even care what scripture you go to read. You must be born again. You have to be. That's going to make all the scriptures make sense. You must be born again. But saints, we've been blessed. We have the best teaching. We got the best leadership. I even loved how even Sister Sway said talking about respect. That's good. That's part of it. You should have respect. Even when you come into this place, there should be a respect, a reverence for this place, the house of God. You know God's coming here. There should be some reverence about it. There should be some respect about, hey, I'm going to hear from God. Let me make myself ready. That's why the front part of the service is so important. That's why that song leader job is important. You're handling the word of God that it's about to come forth. Let that channel be smooth and easy. Brother Branham even said that, you know, a screaming baby can mess up this service and the next. You can get in there and start messing that up. Don't mess up that atmosphere. make it such that God can come in there and just come here prepared. Like Sister Don was like, hey, I was just reading about Brother Branham. He said this. That's good. That sets the pace. If you come in, even if she didn't read it, she was still just there. She's ready for service. And you come in and you're ready and you're ready and you're ready and you're ready. Well, then those slower runners, we put them in the front. We'll help them out. We'll help them out. Because there's going to be a moment where I'm a slow runner. Right? That's the facts of it. Like right now, you might be seeing my pace and it looks good. I'm running a 4-minute mile. Right? I'm looking good right now. But there might be some days I'm going to do a 6.5-minute mile. I'm going to need you to help me out. Right? That's the facts of it. Like, see, what it's saying to have you thinking is, oh, Brother Jay always runs a 4-minute mile. Even on his bad days, breaks his foot, still does a 4-minute mile. No. I'm going to need some help. But I know where my help is. My help comes here. When I need God, I know where he's at. Amen. Even when I don't need God, I need to get here that much more. Amen. When I don't think I need God, that's when I need to be here that much more. When it's going so great, and I'm like, oh, hold on now. I need God. See, this thing, and that's why I love even how Pastor Moore brings it, Brother Jeremiah brought it. This thing ties together. Every message we preach ties us into a body of believers. Of believers. People that already believe the word of God. See, I'm like Brother Seth said, I know it now. I know it now. There's a time, 15, 16 years old, I didn't know it. I didn't know it. I thought my life was my own. Thought I could do whatever I wanted. Thought I could go wherever I wanted. These are my thoughts. Thought I could go here, go there. I had all these ideas that I thought I could do. But now, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I do all that pleases the Father now, right? There's a new life living on the inside of here. My desires are different. My thought process is different. I change vacations because of this place, right? I like to level with y'all because I like to be real. There's a time when I'd make a vacation and didn't care about the days that the vacation were. Oh, it's going to go from Sunday to Sunday. Oh, perfect. Is it a good cheap flight? Good. Right? Oh, you're going to miss Sunday, Wednesday, and Sunday. Okay. Let's book it. Right? Didn't even cross my mind. Now I'm like, wait, hold on now. That's a lot of services we're going to miss. Is there a way we can get back on maybe Thursday or Tuesday? I don't want to miss all those services. I'm not even worried about work. That ain't in my head. I'm not, oh, I got to get back to work and get these emails. No. I want to be at service. I want to be a part of this thing. I want to be where the fire's at. I want to be right there. I want to be where the word is. Why? Because I know that's what got me to have this blessed assurance. I know that's what gave me this peace. I want to go back to that. That's like they said, a deer that pants for the water. I want to go back to where my life source is. I want to go back to where things make sense. I want to go back to where people love me. I want to, even Brother Lynn said it. He had all his different scruples or whatever. He's got it right now. Like Brother Childers say, he's got it right now. But Brother Lynn even said, I'd be out there and I'd see all these people hating God and doing all this. He said, I want to go back to where people love God, where people love me. I got a home to get back to. He was out in Kentucky being a knucklehead, doing all these things, right? And he said, I want to get back to where people love me. I know I got a home to go to. He said, come back here. He knows what the love is. That's like Brother Bean said. He walked in here. He felt the love. Brother Bean, we love you. Looking forward to hearing you some more, brother. But this is love in here. This is real love where it doesn't matter. I don't care your emotions. I don't care your lifestyle. None of that stuff even matters to me. I know no man. That's what Scripture said. After the flesh. We're in Christ now. All together new. We're all together new. So I appreciate all that. I love y'all. God bless you, Brother Jeremiah. We're here Sunday night, right? Yes, sir. Okay. God bless you, Brother Jeremiah.
Glad to have Brother James home. He's a good preacher. Enjoyed that. And he's getting like Brother Moore. He's going to go till noon at least. But I was thinking when he was preaching, it just was sticking out to me because he was kind of going over how fresh this thing is. And we've said this a lot here, but this thing never gets old. And that in itself sometimes is a proof that God is real to me. Because what in this life doesn't get old? I mean, think about it. I mean, your house gets old. Your shoes get old. Your car gets old. We, as human beings, get old. Your job, sometimes you keep doing the same thing. You want a new one, right? Everything gets old. But somehow, some way, this word, this message, this amazing grace, God, you know, we can call it a lot of different things. It has never gotten old. It gets fresher and fresher, brighter and brighter. And I love it more today than I loved it when I first started listening to it 30 years ago. That's amazing. That has to be God. Because he's the one that is eternal and never gets old. You know, you think about it. And so, you know, that's why I even liked how Brother Bram said it. He said, altogether new to us, but perfectly with Scripture. Think about it. This is all in the Bible. This ain't the new Bible is because we had a new understanding. We saw something in a different way because it was hidden. But it was in the Word.
Right.
All this that we've heard, and it never grows old. That's amazing. And then thank God for his amazing grace. Because he was honing on that a little bit too, that we know no man after flesh. The Jeremiah you see now is not the one that you had before he's born again.
Right.
I love God. Invisible union, you know, I like to say it that way, when maybe you didn't even know it was happening when it was happening to you, you got inside of you a new life. You went from loving the world and overnight to loving God. And I'm not talking about your flesh, lust of the flesh is with us all the whole days of our life. Battle of the minds with us our whole days of life. But there is something about you that is God's own life that God made. God created by a spoken word. Thank God for that understanding. So come back tonight, expecting. We'll have a good fellowship at 7. I don't think Pastor Moore, I think he gets home tonight, but it's late. So pray for him. I did get a text this morning that he's made it back to ground in Florida. So we're looking forward to getting him home. And we miss him and his family when they're gone. And glad to have you guys back, the Pickens. Always good to have help. James texted me he'd be back. He said, I preached. And I thought, I'll get done Wednesday, and if God tells me I can be done, I'm going to sure enough take you up on that offer. And what he doesn't know is Wednesday night, and when I got home, I was ready to text him. You can have it. But I thought, I'm going to let him enjoy vacation one more day. But I got him Thursday. I didn't wait too long. But I enjoyed it, Brother James. And come on, musicians. Enjoyed that quote this morning. I am convinced that this thing is right. I want to sing, and I'm looking for it. It's a song holy angels cannot sing. And if I can't find it by words, I know I know it well enough probably to at least get it going. I think we sing in the key of F.
It's a song holy angels cannot sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Yes, it's a song holy angels cannot sing.
Think about it.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
We saw our names in the book.
Yes, it's a song holy angels cannot sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Dismissed.